This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include theft on Avenue B. Received a report of theft of a vehicle. The case is under investigation. Disposition, CK. So that's a biggie, even for Avenue B people, Russ.
Don't get a lot of Grand Theft Auto around.
No, we do not. Animal noisy on North Douglas. Received a report of neighbor's dogs that were barking. CSO responded when she arrived. Multiple people in the neighborhood were out mowing lawns and etc. I was doing some etc. work outside, Russ. I was etc-ing around.
And when your lawnmower sounds like a dog barking,
yeah,
you've got problems.
Well, she spoke with the dog owner, and the entire time she was there, the dog didn't bark. CSO did issue a warning for failure to obtain dog licenses to the dog owner. Disposition warning issued. And the owner said, I didn't know that you needed to license a dog. So that's where dog license come from. So let's see. Animal lost dog. Traffic stop. Speeding into school zone. I wonder if they speed up once they see the sign with the children on it.
I'd better get out of here.
Yeah, it's like
quick.
Maybe we can just run over children today. No, they have cops hanging around schools. Okay, so watch out. Civil standby, Sawtooth Street, received request for a civil standby. Officers responded and assisted. Disposition completed. Was everything civil? Yes, it was.
So, I'd like to request a non-civil standby.
Yeah.
Could you tase him on the way out the door, please?
That's what they want.
Yeah.
But they can't really come out and say it. You know, just tase that guy. So.
And not for good measure.
Intoxicated subject on Grand Street received a complaint of an intoxicated female that smells like alcohol at a business. Officers responded, contacted the person, case under investigation. This is at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Ah.
A little drunken shopping, Ross.
Early burden.
Yeah. So that's when the next day you say, what was the charge on my card for? What was I doing?
I bought $1,000 worth of Hummel figurines.
Ah!
And they were all the same one.
But if I'm running a business and someone smells of alcohol, I'll wait till after they purchase something.
Try to upsell
them. Yeah, it's pretty easy to upsell them. So. Are you sure you bought that? Well, maybe you need to buy two more. So. Property found, East Jefferson, report of two bikes abandoned at a park for 3 days under investigation. When bike thieves travel together, Russ.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Welfare check on East Adams. Received a request. Checked the welfare subject. Officers responded. Made contact. Person fine. RP advised. So I wonder if you're the RP, you're thinking, well, why didn't they answer my phone call? Why did I have to call the police? To check on them.
Darn that caller ID. God, I don't want to talk to this person.
Yeah. Other law violation, South Clark, received a report of a vendor operating without proper city license.
Oh.
And that is not a dog license, okay? Unless you're, selling dogs. Incident under investigation.
That would be a different license, I think.
Yeah, we've had some door-to-door people going through the area, not just in Powell, but in the entire Bighorn Basin. And, of course, you can put up your kryptonite. Your sign saying no solicitors, and they're not allowed to come to your door. And if they do, that's when you call the cops, okay? So, they have been out, and I think mostly selling cleaning supplies because there's no stores around Powell that have cleaning supplies, Russ.
It's just too darn inconvenient when buying groceries to also get cleaning supplies.
Yeah, it's just weird.
I'm curious. Now, the no solicitors sign.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean no one can come and knock on your door?
Well, it doesn't include, like, Girl Scout cookies and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're not soliciting buy cookies?
They get a waiver of some kind because of their doe eyes, their sad look. drool a little
that
bit.
That won't stand up in a court of law. Oh, yeah. Your Honor, just look at him. Yeah. Oh, okay, case dismissed.
Well, you don't want some judge gaveling you because you're suing Girl Scouts for disturbing you as you watch Jeopardy. You're not going to get a judge on your side at that point.
Gotta go. Final Jeopardy's on. No, I'm thinking about maybe some of the other folks looking for perhaps donations or,
you know. Well,
Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay, I'm just going to say it.
Okay, yeah, that will keep them away.
So. Oh, okay.
Supposed to.
Well, but not the Girl Scouts.
Except for the ones who can't read, you know, get some of those people. But I think that's part of the performance of those people. Oh. You have to read some reading material first.
Ah,
so.
Okay.
So put up your sign, Ross.
I need to get it back up. It's the old one. It wore out.
Well, nobody's going to go through your gate and wade through the weeds to try to get a $10 donation from you. You know,
you'd be surprised. Some of those organizations are pretty hungry.
I mean, you get a $10 donation from Ross, but it costs you $100 for a tetanus shot. I mean, you got to weigh the two together.
And you've got Loki attached to your head.
Yeah, Loki attacking you.
That was a tough $10.
Let's see. Intoxicated subject. He's 14th. Officers contacted a subject who was reported as intoxicated. After an investigation, a 48-year-old arrested for probation violation. Transported to the Park County Detention Center, disposition CK. So, once again, a judge said not to drink anymore.
That was probably just a suggestion.
And the guy is not going to take a suggestion from someone wearing a robe. Can't complete his dressing. I'm not going to obey his law. Suspicious activity, Avenue H. Received report of someone walking on the roof of a building. The officer responded, didn't see anyone on the roof. Disposition gone on arrival. So there were no chimney sweeps or Santas in the area.
Chim-chim-chari.
Suspicious activity on South Douglas. Received report of a maroon truck that was parked in the north side of the building this morning. And a male was standing outside of it, looking like he was watching the school. Be advised the male was not there now, but would like someone to drive by the vehicle and check on it. Officers responded, advised no one was at the truck, and another resident at the area thought maybe someone else owned the truck. Completed. So someone parked near a school, Russ,
and looked toward it.
Looked toward it. So what about the children? Is anybody ever thinking about the children? No. So let's go over to Cody real quick and finish up. They include extra patrol requests. RPA requesting extra patrol at the above location due to people being in the school without permission. Disposition completed at the Presbyterian Church. So the people are invading the school section of the church, and they don't want them there.
No learning for you.
Yeah, they're not Presbyterian, so get out of here. Let's see, dogs, miscellaneous assistance, West Circle Drive. It's hard to drive around West Circle. You don't know which way is west because you're just in a circle, you know? It's like, well, wow.
I'm going north now. Now I'm veering off to the east.
Let's see. Wants to talk to an officer about a case. She is adamant. She wants information now, even though the officer is not on duty. Disposition assistance, Kevin. Because her time is more precious than the police department.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, trespass complaint, 29th Street. RP advised mental health workers are trespassing on her property. Disposition.
They're wearing white jackets and they've got a big net.
You should probably look in the mirror when an army of mental health workers are coming over and camping out on your property, you know?
Get him.
Maybe it's not them. You know, I don't know. Miscellaneous assistance on 10th Street. RP has questions about some code enforcement issues she is having. RP currently in the parking lot, a law enforcement center. So she called the law enforcement center from across the street.
She's got the world's worst cell phone. It'll now go two blocks.
assault delayed on Sheridan Avenue happened last night. RP in the lobby of law enforcement says her boss grabbed her arm, threw her into a doorway. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So either bad boss or bad employee, or get the two together, both, Ross. So,
yeah, but I don't think they teach that in management class.
No. I mean, if we could, you know, throw our employees into hallways, that... Gee, I could do a lot of stuff here, but no, you can't do that, okay? So don't think, hey, that guy on the radio said I can do this. No. traffic complaint, Sheridan Avenue, silver Chevy pickup, taking off high rate of speed, fishtailing all over the place, almost hit other drivers. He came within 100 yards, heading toward the high school even. Oh, yeah, unable to assist. Well, sure. Somebody, high school kid trying to impress people is what it is. Let's see. Ready report on Salisbury. RP states witness driver drinking and then driving. Disposition citation issued. So it wasn't drunk, I guess. So fraud related. On Stella Court, RP states he received a call by someone claiming to be a contact from his phone and told him he would be receiving a large sum of money.
Oh, it's my lucky day.
Yeah, it was from somebody on my phone. Disposition, assistance given. So once you get Cody Police, then they just end up rolling their eyes at you, okay? Do you want someone to roll their eyes? You know, contact Cody Police after someone says you're getting a lot of money. Okay,
and has had a contact on your list. Billy, don't you owe me $20?
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Theft, Riverview Drive, RP states illicit subjects having things taken from her house, but is scared to tell law enforcement because the subject thinks the other person may hurt her if she turns her in. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. But calls the police anyway.
So, weird.
Yeah, there you go. You solved that problem on your own, okay? So, anyway, that is today's Police Blotter Report. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where, yes, you can pick up no soliciting signs at Aldridge's. Check that out. Keep those solicitors at bay.
It's like kryptonite.
It is. They just can't stand those signs. So anyway, appreciate Powell Police, Cody Police, for today's Police Plotter Report.